For CertSecurity.com, I'm Rob Westerveld. You're listening to Security Wire Weekly for December 19th, 2007. In this edition, Chris Farrow, a member of the Payment Card Industry Security Vendor Alliance, explains what some businesses are doing in the wake of the deadline set to comply with the Payment Card Industry Security Standard. Chris says some businesses are getting extensions. Also the news, some banks have reached a settlement deal with TJX, and a Microsoft update is causing problems with Internet Explorer. And now the news, TJX reached an agreement with several banking associations to settle lawsuits connected to the company's massive data security breach. Financial terms of the agreement are being kept under wraps. TJX said it would reimburse banks for a negotiated portion of the costs and expenses that they incurred in the aftermath of the breach. The banks have claimed that more than 94 million accounts were compromised in the breach. That breach was first disclosed by TJX in January. Up next, my interview with Chris Farrow on the Payment Card Industry Data Security Standard. But first, this message.
Mergers and acquisitions are common in today's rapidly changing business market. And before long, M&A activity will almost certainly have an effect on your organization's enterprise security. Don't be caught by surprise. Start preparing today by checking out CertSecurity.com's Corporate Mergers and Acquisitions Learning Guide. Experts like Michael Cobb and Ed Skotis offer advice on how to successfully integrate compliance efforts, merge network security policies, defend disparate web application infrastructures, and much more. Master the policy practices and people problems of post-merger security. Check out the Corporate Mergers and Acquisitions Learning Guide today. Visit CertSecurity.com and search for Mergers and Acquisitions. You'll be glad you did.
And we're back. I recently met up with Chris Farrow. Chris is a member of the Payment Card Industry Security Vendor Alliance, and he explained to me how some merchants are responding to the September and upcoming December deadlines to meet the Payment Card Industry Data Security Standards. Now, those deadlines were set by Visa, and Chris said some organizations are already getting extensions.
Now, let's talk about the issue of PCI deadlines. Right now, enforcement of those deadlines is really being left up to the card payment brands. Is that correct?
Absolutely. That and the acquiring banks, right? So the banks themselves and the card payment brands pretty much get the call on the enforcement and the penalties put down there. And one of the issues that we were discussing the other day, and something I have a real problem with, was if we're going to draw lines in the sand and put deadlines out there and say that there's going to be penalties for that, then I think for those to be taken seriously, we have to really make that a real line in the sand and not have a lot of wiggle room. Unfortunately, with the September deadline, I'm already aware of probably a dozen companies that got extensions to the September deadline and are able to go past the deadline without penalty. There were lots of Tier 1 companies who just couldn't get ready in time by September 30th. And so what turned out to be is if they worked out a deal with their QSA and their acquiring bank, the deadline basically became pretty soft. They could show that all the effort they put into it, here's a plan to get compliant by the end of the year for the December deadline. And if they could follow up and do that, they essentially got a whole another quarter as a deadline for free without fear of penalty.
Let's take a step back for a moment for people that don't know at all, which is there is a September 30th deadline and a December 31st deadline. And those two deadlines were set by Visa, right? Visa's driving that?
Visa was driving that, and pretty much most of the car payment brands have gone in lockstep with that, though there's some differentiation in terms of penalties that might be applied or how strenuous somebody might be getting called on the carpet for that. And this was really an initiative put in at the beginning of the year, and we really have to applaud Visa for this, because this is something that 2 years ago at ISSA's annual conference, I was actually trying to get a point across that from an audit perspective or a penalty perspective, the PCI, Security Standards Council, needed to come up with an idea of maybe a little more carrot and a little less stick. So for car insurance, we reward users for being good people and being compliant, by giving them discounted rates. We don't do that from the PCI DSS standpoint. It's pretty much, you know, thou shalt comply or we'll, you know, get you in big trouble. Mm-hmm. So it's a big stick and little reward. Visa really took that to heart, came forward and said, we're going to offer a program here that says if you can get compliant by an early date in the first part of the year, we're going to actually give you the ability to get some money back. And they put, I believe it was like a $25 million bounty program back out there that could be distributed back out to the, you know, the largest Tier 1, Tier 2 organizations that could get compliant early. Because what we have this year is the same problem we had in previous years. Everybody's going to wait till the very end of the year to get done, and there's this mad rush at the end of the year. QSAs can't keep up, and it becomes this, you know, mad rush to get through the gate. So there was a reward program. Now, part of that reward program also said, okay, fine, we understand if you can't get in the first quarter or so, but we're going to also point out to you that there's these deadlines at the back end of the year. And for Tier 1s, you have a September 30th deadline, and Tier 2s, you have a December 31st deadline. And if you don't get compliant by then, we're going to really ratchet up the penalties, and you know, large fine structures will become a reality. And so that was leveled, you know, right at the beginning of the year, and pretty much everybody's taken that to heart. It's been driving most of the activity in terms of what's going on from the QSAs and really from a security strategy for large organizations trying to comply.
Now, the level one merchants, those are the ones that process more than 6 million credit card transactions a year, and the level two merchants process between about 1 million to 6 million transactions. Are we talking a lot about a lot of merchants here?
So there are, in terms of volume, total number of volumes of merchants taking credit cards, the numbers are still the smallest percentage of total numbers of merchants, but you are talking pretty large volumes of people out here. So you are talking the largest e-commerce or retailers out there. Tier 1 can also include, you know, people who've had a major breach and or have a higher risk profile and can get moved up. So in general terms, those boundaries tend to hold, but it's very easy for somebody to be shifted up into a higher category because they're either at higher risk or they've had a bad track history, and so they get a higher level of scrutiny by moved up to a Tier 2 or really into the Tier 1 category.
Does Visa and some of the other payment card brands have the means to really do some enforcing?
In theory, they do. I mean, PCI DSS does have, I would say, a bigger set of teeth than real regulatory law type of issues. So say like a SOX or a HIPAA, particularly, you know, say a HIPAA, there's been very little penalties and no real poster child for violation of that. SOX, you know, was pretty strong for a while there and did get some attention, and there was a lot of penalties being applied, and you did see people specifically going to jail. From PCI DSS's standpoint, there is the potential to be able to say, we're going to not only lay down some major fines to you, but have the ability to, you know, take away your ability to process credit cards. So that those two combined with the possibility that an organization would suffer a major breach and become kind of the new, you know, poster child like TJX did is really the kind of things that are concerning large organizations. You know, the fine structure, for example, as of the September 30th deadline, ratchets up to $25,000 per month ongoing. So that's, you know, a considerably larger chunk than fines that were being leveled in the past. Mm-hmm. However, the reality is those fines still may not be enough. There's been some recent articles published out there and analysis coming out, and I'm sure you've seen, Rob, the numbers that say TJX breach may actually run up as high as perhaps 90 million cards. We're seeing records, you know, out the wazoo now. So, I mean, when you look at that and this breach of the breadth of the problem, the amount of fines that have actually been implemented through the Security Standards Council and the banks, per se, really is kind of a drop in the water compared to, say, the market cap of that organization and the potential loss through those credit cards. So does it really count for a lot? That's hard to say. I think the thing going forward that's going to have more sting on is the ability for class action lawsuits to be actually levied in here. And because of TJX, you know, right off the bat, the state of Massachusetts enabled a state law that says it is now law that people can come after those merchants and, I believe, the card processor for a disclosure and the cost to recoup, you know, all the damages there. I think that's actually going to carry more weight long term than the specific penalties handed down, unless we actually see somebody step up and get, you know, kind of the kiss of death and get the plug pulled on their ability to take credit cards.
And finally this week, some problems for Internet Explorer users. It seems that one of the latest updates pushed out by Microsoft is causing the browser to freeze up for some users. Now, the problem is associated with MS-07-069. It's a cumulative update for Internet Explorer. It was among the seven patch bulletins Microsoft released last week for its December 2007 security update. For those experiencing problems, a dialog box opens up warning that the browser must close because it has experienced a problem. Now, Microsoft is addressing the issue. Experts have said it's not uncommon for some glitches to appear after a Microsoft security update is installed. Well, that ends this edition of Security Wire Weekly. Be sure to check out our previous podcast by going to our podcast landing page at certsecurity.com/podcast. And you can always get the latest news and information at our news page at certsecurity.com/news. For now, I'm Rob Westervelt. Have a great day.